All right, good morning and welcome back. It's 3:45 in the morning. 3:45 a.m. I left town at about 2:45. So needless to say, I'm fucking tired. Didn't get to bed very early last night either. Here I am, bitching. You're probably out there working away. Here I am on my way to a tropical paradise to hunt things. Oh, life is good. Must be nice. You know what? It fucking is. God, I didn't get to bed very early either because, of course, I was up. Well, we went to a benefit last night. I'm sorry. Fuck. This podcast. Fuck, you guys are going to shut this off. Go back to listening to something else. Anyway, we went to a benefit last night for a friend of mine. And then, didn't get home till late. And, I don't even know if I should tell this other part of the story, but hey, you know what? For the fans. God. Anyways, you know, I'm set to be out to sea for about a week. So, of course, you know, gave the old wife the old wink wink. Nudge, nudge. Kids are in bed. We had a babysitter. Don't got to go through that fucking rigmarole. You shouldn't be too tired. So she's ready to rock. You know, getting our bedtime routine taken care of. Brushing the old teeth. All of a sudden, my son is fucking just... He's just, like, crying. Uncontrollably. Out of fucking nowhere. We've got a little baby monitor in his room. And, of course, my in-laws are in town. So they're sleeping in Alexa's room. And, Yeah, I was trying to tag their daughter while they're in the house. That's who I is. But anyway. So my daughter's sleeping in the same room and he's crying and I'm like, fuck, he's gonna wake her up. It's like 10 o'clock at night. So I go running downstairs and he's fallen out of his bed, which he just sleeps in a little tiny, I mean, he's fallen all of 1 foot to the ground, but he's just sitting on the ground crying. And I'm just like, hey buddy, you know, and I pick him up and hold him. He doesn't say anything, doesn't look at me, he just cries for a while. I'm like, buddy, you gotta calm down, you gotta go to sleep, Lex is sleeping in here, you're gonna wake her up. Never stops. So I lay him in bed, I'm trying to, like, you know, petting his head, just, and I have no fucking idea what's going on. He won't talk to me, he won't look at me. So I don't know if he was, like, dreaming and still, I don't know what the fuck was going on. And of course, I feel bad, but I kind of get him to half-ass stop. He's still kind of half-ass sobbing. I go upstairs, and then he fucking bursts out crying again. I'm already pretty tired. I just fucking went into irate mode. I was like, God, kids are the biggest cock block. It's fucking irritating, you know? I'm such an asshole. But that's the Jesus Christ. Have you ever... Only parents understand this. It's just like... It's like they know. You know? It's like they fucking know. Had we just went to go to bed, it wouldn't have... You know, there'd have been no problems. Anyway, he starts crying again. I fucking throw a big old fit. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to bed. My wife, who's a saint, goes downstairs, I don't know. I must have, I think I dozed off for a bit. And, anyway, long story short, she got my son to sleep. She came upstairs. She rubbed my back. Of course, as a man, I woke up and I was ready to go. it's so funny because I can't wake my wife up for things like that. But she doesn't even have to try. Yep, I'm exhausted. I'm getting up in 3.5 hours. Fuck yeah, I'm ready, you know? Because I'm a man. she would not like it, the fact that I told that story. But I don't give a shit. We're human beings. We're married, we do it. Get over it. All right. If you didn't listen to my last podcast, then fuck you. And you don't know that I'm going to Florida. I'm going after, I'm going for turkeys. That's the ultimate goal. I want to kill an Osceola. I want to hang out with my buddy Garrett. And I don't know what else we'll do. I'm going to be there for about 5 days. I'll be there till next Friday. Flying home on Friday. It's Sunday right now. To be honest, I doubt this podcast will go out till the week after. Because I am going to be having too much fun to be podcasting. But fly home on the 24th, and then turkey season in Nebraska fires up the next day. So I got a lot of hunting to do. Excited about it. Daughter's been shooting her crossbow, getting it dialed in, getting some practice in. We're having some learning experiences with her. She's getting that little bit of tinge of kid laziness. Like, she's a worker, she's a worker. That's just what, she is. She goes to gymnastics 2 days a week for an hour and a half each day. And a while back, she was like, I don't want to go tomorrow. And my wife, being the hard ass she is, didn't want to go that week. You know, she wanted to skip. There was no legitimate reason. She just didn't want to go. My wife said, well, if you're not going to go, then you're going to quit. My daughter didn't want to do that. And so she went, got over that one. Well, then about a couple weeks ago, I said, well, we better start practicing shooting your crossbow. And she's like, no, I don't want to shoot. I said, that's fine. You do not have to shoot your bow. I said, but we're not going turkey yet. Of course, that fucking made her, I want to go. And I said, listen, this is how it works. You are not going to fuck it. If you do not practice, you do not go. You do not get to go hunting. Same with anything. You got to put in the work. So she's been practicing with her crossbow. I think she's ready. I'm sorry. Fuck. God, what a boring fucking podcast. Just listen to a guy yawn. Ugh. Have you listened to the Earn Here It podcast yet? The host is dull as fuck. so I'm like all other fucking hunting podcasts. I'm sorry. Oh, God. What else? I have no fucking idea. I'm a little pissed off. Not pissed off. Yesterday was a fucking disaster as far as eating goes. Let me just tell you about it since you're riveted. Sitting there in your seat. Can't wait to hear what Jake ate on a Saturday. got up, didn't eat a fucking thing. But about, we had a birthday party for my daughter. About 10 o'clock, I knew that we were having the party and we were gonna, my wife was letting, we wanted to have the kids in before noon so we get them the fuck out of there. So after lunch, the kids, our kids could nap, which they didn't. So we ended up having, my wife has been making brownies for birthday cake instead of birthday cakes, which is fucking awesome. Frosted brownies. Let that one sink in a minute. So they were eating that about 11, and then we were going to have lunch with the family. Spaghetti. That's what my daughter requested. So I'm like, fuck it. I am not going to eat a brownie, at least not until after lunch. So I did that. I was in a pretty fucking foul mood. I had 85 little screaming children running around my house. And if you know who I is, if you're familiar with my personality, my OCD / asshole personality, and you add hangriness on top of that, I was not doing well. Kids running around, making a fucking mess in the house that we spent all morning cleaning up. So but I made it. I didn't choke a child or throw anybody through a window. So all is good. And, we ate the spaghetti, which I ate too much. And then I ended up having a brownie anyway with ice cream. Then we had that benefit. And that was some good food, some pot roast and cheesy potatoes, bread, I don't know, a lot of cupcakes, had a full plate of that, and was pretty proud of myself. I didn't go back for seconds on the cupcakes, mostly because I didn't want to get up, so I got that going for me. The activity level was high. Actually, it was. I still walked. I still had about 20,000 steps yesterday. So I got after it on my cheat day. But I did go home after the babysitter left and had one more brownie. I cannot stress this enough. When there is something like that in a pan, I can't handle it. Can't handle it. Like, if we have cookies at home, I'm okay. I do all right. If they're, put away, I can manage. But if there's brownies or some kind of a fucking something in a pan, I'm a disaster. I eat that shit. I just leave a fucking fork in the brownies and munch on them. Like, I'll take a bite. I'm like, all right, I'm good. 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, I'm back in the kitchen. Maybe I'm doing dishes. Yeah, right. No, I do dishes all the time. But maybe I'm in there fucking, I don't know, getting some water or something. Grab another bite of brownie. That's how I eat. Ah! Anyway. So that's pretty rough on the old diet. I was the lowest, yesterday morning, I was the lowest I'd been. I got up, ran quite a bit. Well, not really. I ran 3 miles, walked 3 miles, and then did the death machine stairs for 15 minutes with a 45-pound pack. So I was feeling pretty tough. 196 was my weight. And I was like, But I know it's going to be a fucking disaster. Yesterday's a cheat day, then today's a travel day, and travel days are the worst. Travel days are the worst for me. So that's not good. And then, of course, going to Florida, hanging out with my buddy Garrett. His camps are always full of good food. And I just can't. I'm going to try, folks. I'm going to try. But I'm sure I'm going to fuck everything up 1 week. And I'm going to fuck it all up. This is why we work out, though, right? So we can go on hunts and be fat. All right, I think that's boring enough for you folks. I'll jump back on here either. I don't know. I should have my buddy Garrett on, but I'm just always having too much fun to sit into a podcast with somebody. Or even, it's almost embarrassing to ask somebody if they want to do one. I know he'd do it. And I'm sure people almost get pissed off that I don't ask, because, like, you know, they've been on other podcasts. I got some pretty interesting friends. Yeah. The fucking pre-workout's wearing off. All right, I'm going to jump off. I'll jump back on either with them later this week or on my way home and tell you the story. All right, see ya. All right, I'm back. Oh, fuck. And I am tired. So I don't know how good of a podcast this is going to be. But I'm fucking sick, too. God damn it. I cannot fucking get healthy. It's actually 100... It is fucking pissing me off. God, I never used to get this like this, ever. I mean, I'd get sick now and then, but it was fucking rare. Now I'm a goddamn fucking cesspool walking around all the fucking time.
I know, Jake, have you ever thought about working on your health? Maybe taking some vitamins?
You know, I have thought about that, sir, you fuckface. I have thought about it. And I'm diving in. I ordered a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm just praying that my mind will allow the placebo effect to work. Because I know that shit is mostly fucking hoodoo. And I know I'm going to get some fucking messages that say, I'll try this remedy. I ain't been sick in 7 years. Yeah, fuck you. You got 2 fucking kids and a wife that works in daycare? You cunt? Do you fly all over the goddamn country as cheaply as possible? In a fucking sardine can with 2 fat guys on either side of you? Blowing their nose and rubbing it on your fucking face? Do ya? So shut the fuck up. Shouldn't be as worked up as I am. As tired as I am and sick and whatever else. God damn it, I'm tired. I know that's fucking just whiny, but it's legit. This whole fucking trip to Florida has been... I ain't got much sleep. You know, with the time change, I left. I had to leave home at... Shit, I don't remember what time it was. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I think I had to get up at 2. And 2:30. Whatever. Got there. Didn't fucking go to bed very early. And then we hunted hard. And I'll tell the story about that here in a little bit. But it was just 5 days of just fucking very little sleep. And then last night was the worst. And of course I was slowly getting sick throughout the week. Now this is the worst I've felt. I don't even know. It might have been allergies. That's what I was blaming it on when I was there. And I don't like to... I don't like to tell anybody that I'm hunting with that I'm sick, because that just pisses me off when some asshole's around me and he's fucking sniveling and sick. So I tried to hide it as best I could. Because I'm a goddamn hypochondriac. If someone's like, my throat hurts, I ain't shitting you, 5 fucking minutes later, my goddamn throat hurts. So those placebos ought to fucking work. Oh, God. We'll see. We will see. If it does work, I'll brag about it. Don't you worry. So I'll let you know. But yeah, I left last night. I'm kind of starting at the end of the story, but I left... No, that's not it. Well, maybe I should just start at the beginning. That way I can finish with the end of what made me so fucking exhausted. So anyway, I got there last Sunday evening. My flight got delayed. And it wasn't even American. That's fucking crazy. Flying on Delta this time. And luckily, it was just the flight to get to my end destination. So it wasn't like I was going to miss a connecting flight. Got in, got picked up, hung out with my buddy Garrett, got to where we were going, ate at this fucking awesome seafood place, which that's one thing, I didn't do great whilst there on eating. I didn't do too bad. I didn't do as bad as I could have. My stomach has shrunk a bit, so I can kind of work through a few things. If anybody that was there is listening to this, they're like, what the fuck? That motherfucker ate everything. Jesus, one night I ate a goddamn 20-ounce. They said it was a 20-ounce steak. If you put that on a scale, it had easily been fucking 30. It was the thickest fucking steak I've ever seen. It was like eight. It was the most expensive steak I've ever paid for, which ain't saying much. But it was like aged for 30 days and, oh, fuck. I mowed that fucker down and all the sides and the side salad because I am a fucking figure of health and I don't leave. The thing is, you don't leave steak. I mean, you can reheat steak, but it's not the same. When you're paying premium prices, you fucking shove that in your mouth and you eat it. Jesus, that sounded like a goddamn, like some bestiality pornos. Ugh. Good joke, Jake. Good joke, you stupid fuck. Alright, so the next day was our first day of hunting. We got out, me and my buddy Garrett, and he had a blind set up. It was kind of on this little, well, it was in an orchard. So they had set this blind up. There was like a canal, irrigation canal, right by where we were at. So it was in front of us about 25 yards. And the tree row was behind us, and then there was just a big mowed, basically a road in that we were set up on. And those birds had been roosting across the canal in the big, thick timber, I don't know what the fuck they call it in Florida, in the trees. And then they'd fly down in this open area, and then they'd work down this road, open area, one way or the other. So we got set up in there in the morning, and Garrett said that the birds had kind of shut up, the weather had kind of turned a little bit cold, so they kind of hadn't been going crazy, so he said they'd been kind of finicky around decoys. So he's like, oh, let's just put one out, we'll just put a hen out, hopefully if they see it, you know, maybe it'll get them curious and they'll come that way instead of going the other way. So we sat the whole morning, never heard a gobble, never heard a fucking hen yelp, nothing. We did have some hens come in about mid-morning. They showed up. I shouldn't say that. We saw quite a few hens. They were, you know, sparingly, and, you know, we'd have, like, the first group was, like, six, and then they worked off. They worked past us, and I think they were just moseying around in that orchard. No toms. Like, all right, fuck it. So about 11 o'clock, we jump out. We run to this little gas station town. It's like a single fucking... there's nothing there. A gas station and this little gator shack, what it was called. We run in there, have some lunch, fried... Everything, I'm fucking eating all seafood fried. You know, that's how I roll. I don't need to go over every goddamn meal I had. But we go had lunch. Christ. We have lunch. And we're like, fuck it. Let's get back right back in there. And hopefully these, you know. I mean, the fucking birds. We're just hoping for one to kind of come out. Maybe respond to our call. But we weren't calling. We didn't call all morning because we didn't hear anything, you know. So we get in there at like, we only took an hour. So we were back in there about 12:30. And set up. It's fine. Then it got hot. Of course, I think 80 is hot. We're just in there baking in the sun. And I was tired, but Garrett took a couple naps, you know. And set up. And finally, about towards evening, it was probably, I think it was about, it's probably like 4:30, 5 o'clock before we saw another turkey. And it was a hen. It was like 4:30. We saw a hen. She came out in the opening and then just fucking disappeared. I don't know if she went in the orchard. She just was walking through. And then about 5:15, a few more hens showed up. And they kind of were just feeding along in that grass, just fucking around, walking towards us. And then right behind them is old fucking Tom Daddy. You know, he's a ways behind them though. And they're moving towards us. They see the hen. They kind of come over and fuck around the hen. And just kind of mess around right there. Go, and then they kind of moved off past him, past the hen. But the fucking Tom was just back there like 200 yards, 150 yards, just milling around, just fucking wandering. Wasn't strutting, wasn't gobbling, didn't give a fuck. But luckily, those hens had kind of worked off, and I think he was just following them. But when he finally got to our fucking decoy, he didn't like it. He was like, fuck you, I've been down this fucking road before. And he tried to skirt the decoy. You know, he's doing that high step, like, he wasn't clucking, but he was right on the edge of the canal. This fucking canal is filled with gators, so he doesn't, obviously he's not going down in it. He's just high stepping right alongside the edge of this thing. And Garrett's like, he went from fucking barely walking, thinking he's going to come right to us, to just high-stepping it, you know. Once he got in our window, and he's on the far edge of my, I don't like to shoot turkeys past about 12 fucking yards. They're hard to kill. I mean, and with a stick bow, you know, your precision isn't as fucking tight. I know people argue with me on that, but I've killed a lot of turkeys, and it's not that hard, but 20 yards is a fairly long shot, in my opinion, on a turkey. There's a higher risk of wounding them or even hitting them good and they fly off. Anyway, Garrett's like fumbling, because we weren't calling. He's like fumbling his call out of his fucking pockets to stop this bird. He throws his reed in and he just clucks a couple times and the fucking bird stops. He's got his head up, and I mean, I'm not shitting you. I drew as he fucking stopped him and sent it. And I mean, I couldn't have fucking placed the arrow better. It's not like I take fucking credit for it, because you'll find out later that I suck. But I put that fucking arrow. It was probably 20, 22 yards. That fucker, I drilled him. But it blew through him so fast that I wasn't 100% sure what happened. And he took off, and he was kind of staggering, but he got over the hill pretty quick. And I thought, I was like, fuck, he was kind of wavering there at the end. I thought he tried to fly, but he didn't, you know, he couldn't take flight. But it wasn't, like, obvious, you know. It actually honestly looked pretty similar to sometimes when you hit him in the guts, and they, you know, fucking... And to be honest, most of the birds I shoot, I don't get pass-throughs on. Mostly because I'm shooting them at 10 yards. And my fucking arrow hasn't come out of paradox yet. And I don't want... And I shoot... This is probably bad to say, but I don't shoot fucking full-on sharps. I like that arrow to... I want it coming out the other side, but I want it in him so he can't fly. Anywho, he went over the hill... Me and Garrett talk about it for a while. We're like, all right. So we wait 30 minutes, and he gets out and sneaks over to the arrow. As soon as he fucking picks the ear up, he gives me the thumbs up. Like, done deal. But I've been down that road with fucking turkeys, you know. Especially if the arrow's not in them. They take flight. You can't blood trail them. They get in some little tiny hole. It can be tough. So, anyway, as he's walking back, he's like, because he basically crawled out there. We didn't want to spook this bird. He was, you know, over the hill. He kind of raises up to look over the hill, and he gives me the, he just like, oh, fuck, he's right there, deader than fuck. So, that was pretty awesome. I jumped out of the blind, and we ran over there. Yeah, sure enough, he just went over the hill about 80 yards and piled up. Pretty awesome. It was my first Osceola. And I know I'm going to get questions. Are you chasing the slam? Well, sir, I am chasing the slam. Just to say I fucking did it. I don't know. I've got a couple hunts with Garrett. I'm going to go hunt Easterns with him. Here in actually a couple weeks. And then we'll bounce down to his spot in Oklahoma and do Rios. So, it's something I've always wanted to do. I don't know. It seems a little ridiculous to do all that traveling for turkeys. I know I'm going to get shit for that because I have really good friends that travel all over the place that fucking hunt them. And I'm doing it the wrong way with a blind, decoys, and a fucking bow. But whatever. I don't give a fuck. I just set a challenge, and that's a fucking challenge. Shooting turkeys out of blind with a bow? That's child's play. Oh, God, that fucking voice is terrible today. I know it's normally terrible, but it's fucking dismal today, right? All right, I'll try to cut down on that. Anyway, got my bird. Took some badass fucking pictures. And, man, it was just a good time. Spent the next few days hunting pigs. The first night, he's got a buddy that's got some, a feeder. Pigs been coming into it. First night, these little bastards come in, and they've been shot at with rifles. These fuckers are on edge. But they come out of the woods. They literally come out of the woods, and they look. And then they run back in the woods. You know how pigs are. They're just fucking wound up little bastards. They're smart. Anyway, finally, first night, I just sucked it up on pigs. I just sucked it up. First night, they finally come in, and if you've ever hunted pigs, you know how it is. Like, you draw your bow because one's standing still broadside finally, and then fucker takes off and he's moving. And it takes forever to get your shot, usually, when they're feeding on corn. But finally, this cocksucker, one of them stands still, and I shoot right over the top of him. I mean, I think I just rushed the shot because I had drawn so many times that I just didn't pick a spot. Pick a fucking spot! And I didn't really give a shit. You know, I mean, it's just a pig. They run off, but for whatever reason, that got them wound up. And they tried to come in like 8 more times and got to the fence crossing and then busted out of there. And I know what you're thinking. My wind was wrong. But you're fucking wrong. It was blowing from where they are sideways to me and out into the pasture. They would have had to be... They were coming from my left. It wasn't a fucking wind. I don't know. They just did not like that had happened. I know, come to find out, they'd shot one with like a fucking bazooka like 3 days before that. So I think that's possibly why. These guys, you know, we had to, I just set up in the trees. I didn't have a blind. No, this guy, this fat bastard, I can say that because he won't listen to me. It's not my buddy. It was just a landowner there. He kind of pissed me off because the first night I was there, he wanted to come in and get me so fucking bad. He was like, he's telling the kid that came and picked me up, he's like, he's going to shoot one of my calves. He's going to shoot him. He's going to shoot one of my calves. I'm like, motherfucker. I come from the land of fucking cows. You have 12. My in-laws have like 2,000. Like, what in the fuck kind of bullshit? And I'm at 12 yards from the fucking feeder. Oh, God. It just pissed me off. It just pissed me off. He wanted to get in there before dark. And I'm like, these are pigs. They're nocturnal. They're coming at dark. So anyway, he kind of pissed me off the first night. Nothing real severe, but he was just kind of, he wasn't a fucking bow hunter. So I'm sitting on the ground, kind of tucked up in these trees. I had a banging spot though. It was all brushed in and there was some overhang. So there was some, and there was some brush in front. It was a good blind. And I just fucked the dog on that one. Just fucked it up. Which, whatever. It is what it is. And then we rode the airboat. Tried to get another client. A turkey. It was fucking fun. And then last night, I went back to that spot and set up. And this time, Garrett gave me like this little half blind. It was perfect. It wouldn't have worked to actually shoot out of, like through the like actual blind part of it, but it was like a little triangle looking thing, and I just set it off to my left, and then I could just sit behind it and then just ease out to the right, and I had good back cover, so it was perfect. Again, the pigs were wound up. They'd come in, then they'd leave. They'd come in, then they'd leave. And there was quite a few different pigs this time. The first night there was only a group of like 5. Anyway, finally, these two bastards come in. These two little tiny pigs. And, I mean, they weren't fucking babies. But they were, I don't know, 60 pounders, 80 pounders. I don't know what the fuck. Little, you know, just a pig. Good little eaters. Come in. And, again, I drew on them like 7 fucking times. Finally, this son of a bitch comes in. He's quartering to me. But I picked my spot this time. He had a little dirt spot right in the middle of him, on the, right behind his shoulder, and I let that arrow go, and it stuck. I thought I hit him pretty good, which I think I did, honestly. I think it went in good, but he was quartering maybe a little harder than I thought. You know, when shit's off to your one side or the other, you don't know it, but it can look broadside, but it can be a lot more quartering because of your angle of your arrow. Oh, really, Jake? Is that how fucking angles work? Yes. Jesus Christ. Anyway, that arrow stuck right in the fucking pole, this post that was holding up the feeder. Pig takes off running. I go grab the arrow because it's still pretty early. It's like 5:30. Still got like an hour and a half till dark. No, it gets dark at 8. Is that 6? It's like 2.5 hours. Anyway, whatever. Got some time left. No, it was 6 o'clock. That's right. 6 o'clock. Yeah, we don't care. All right. So I shoot this pig. He runs off. I watch right where he goes. He was kind of staggering when I saw him, and I can see guts hanging out of the exit wound. I was like, all right, but I, you know, it angled through. It should be. He's a small pig. He ain't gonna hold that fucking big old day 6 fucking 200 grainer. He ain't gonna hold it. Fucking Brian, you go ahead and send me that royalty check for that advertisement. Jesus Christ, I'm going to owe him money. All right, so I don't get paid, by the way. He doesn't even like me. All right, I don't get paid by anybody. Just a disclaimer. It's sad that I actually have to say that out loud, but fucking people. Anyways, that pig runs off. I go get the arrow. It doesn't look great, but I know it angled through. Get back in the little makeshift blind, sit there for a while. And some of the other pigs tried to come in all night, but they just wouldn't commit. I, you know, was gonna obviously, with pigs, it's as many as I can kill, as many as I can get a shot at. Right before I'm gonna get out and go look for this pig, some other ones come in from a completely different direction. It's this big ass black sow. 3 like piglets, and then another big, like kind of white-ish looking. I think they said it was a sow. I don't know. I I would have assumed it was a sow. It didn't have big old cutters or nothing. It comes, they're cruising by me, and I've got this like hog wire fence to my left, and I see them coming, and they're gonna walk by me at like 10 yards. I'm like, oh shit. So I like slide over real quick, and I've kind of shoved a bunch of brush in this hog wire fence, and I've just got a, the big sow comes by with her piglets, the black one. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna let her get past me, and then I'm gonna shoot this other one. So as they get by, she stops and like looks at me like, but she was like mad. She's like grunting, and she wasn't afraid of me. I should have shot her, but she was kind of in a spot where I couldn't see her. Then she kind of kept going, and that white pig come out, and I had to snap shoot her. Like, a, not that I don't snap shoot anyway sometimes. I thought I fucking drilled her. Again, he says it again. Thought I drilled her. The outfitter's worst fucking, I drilled that fucker. It only went 20 yards in that brush. I'm that guy. So I shot, felt pretty good. It felt a little bit low. Like I said, I wouldn't have taken it. Well, it was a close enough shot. I probably would have taken it on a deer. But, yeah, I was kind of moving through, and I shot, thought it, actually heard it go down, but anyway, can he say anyway one more fucking time? So, my other go-to, runs back in the brush, finally, old fucking Tweedle Nuts shows up in his buggy, and earlier that night, he was giving me shit about missing, and he already kind of pissed me off with the cow thing, so I don't know why. I was sick. I wasn't feeling good. I was tired. And he's like, tells Garrett, like, yeah, why don't you go sit with that fucker so he don't, so when he misses, you can shoot him with a shotgun. And I was like, why don't you take off running and see if I miss your dumbass? So we already weren't on great terms. I normally wouldn't say something like, well, that's not true. I kind of got a... anyway. So he comes over there. He knows nothing about bow hunting. I'm like, I'm going to go blood trail this thing. And I didn't bring my backpack. Dumbass me. Left my backpack in the truck. So I don't have my headlamp. So I'm out there with my phone, which is not a good flashlight. And not for blood trailing anyway. So I'm out there looking for blood, and I ain't finding much because, you know, far back hit doesn't fucking bleed much. Anyway, he's just driving the fucking buggy around in the brush, like down the roads. And I'm almost home, so I should probably fucking cut this down. Garrett shows up. He was scouting turkeys for the next clients that were coming in the next day. And he shows up after dark, and I'm telling him about this douchebag and his fucking buggy and driving all over. And we blood trailed the first pig. We blood trailed to this like big sandy marshy shit and lost it. I'm sure it was in there in that thick stuff. We just couldn't find it. And then the other pig that I thought I hit so good, it turns out, wasn't as good as I thought. The arrow went, I think he was still moving, and I hit him a little far back. No excuses. Like I said, it's. I wouldn't really go around blabbing this other than, like, my podcast. If you're listening to my podcast and you're anti-hunter, go suck a dick. Because this hot podcast is not for you. If you work, like, I get it on social media, be a fucking, and I talk about missing and wounding and because it's a part of it, but I try to, you know, be a bit of an advocate for the sport. But it's a goddamn pig. Like, it's a little different. Anyway, we looked for that pig, that first pig, pretty hard, and he got into some thick brush, and we lost the blood. And, oh, absolutely, both of them are dead. And they're both in there. And with a good blood-trailing dog and some good lights, which we had, I finally had my headlamp towards the end. But we looked pretty hard. We actually spent probably, I don't know, we were probably out there for probably like 2 hours. And gave her the old college try. And it was so funny. That guy just disappeared at one point. I think he texted Garrett and was like, I got to get home to my wife or some shit. I don't know. But, oh, that was the other thing. So, you know, I'm paying this guy a little bit through the outfitter to shoot pigs. And as soon as he pulls up, he's like, did you get one? I said, yeah, I actually shot two, you know. And he's like, oh, that's extra. You know that, right? That's the first fucking thing he says. Not, hey, that's cool, man. You know, tell me about it. He's like, you know that costs extra, right? That's what he says. So I was already fucking pretty done with this guy, cocksucker. And he just disappears like 20 minutes into our fucking... And I'm like telling Gary, I'm like, look, I get it. You know, pay to play type of thing. But I mean, it's a fucking pig. Like, I'm not paying a lot. And Gary was like, yeah, dude. Don't fucking worry about it. We'll figure it out. It won't be much. No big deal. But this motherfucker just disappears. Gone. Halfway through. And I'm like, you... Okay. I have no problems with paying somebody if they work for it. But if you're just going to be a cunt and be like, where my money, bitch? You know, it's my land. You want my property. Them pigs is mine. No. Fuck you. Suck my white dick. I absolutely, that kind of shit fucking wears me out, pisses me off. And he'd already pissed me off once. So I told Gary, I was like, look, if I'm paying for these motherfuckers, we're going to look. Anyway, we didn't find them. It was like, I don't know, 10:30 at night. And I felt bad for Gary because, you know, he has to get up, take me to the airport in the morning. And we're like an hour from where we were going to stay. And no, we didn't, you know, everything's closed down for food. So anyway, we drove back, long trip back to his little shanty camper. Garrett's funny. He's just guiding. He's living the dream, the single man's dream. He's out there just, you know, not married guy, I guess I should say. Not married guy's dream. He's out there just guiding all over the place. He goes to Africa, he goes all over the place. Guides in Florida. In a couple weeks, he's coming back to guide, you know, his turkey hunters in Oklahoma and Kansas. Next thing you know, he'll be in Mexico and all over the place. He's a good dude, and he loves hunting, and he's fun to hunt with. Anyway, so he's fucking just chilling out in this camper with this other kid that lives there, and you know, this fucking 20-year-old lives in there, and he's just a fucking, you know, they're just living that young. I mean, Garrett's, you know, 30, but this young kid's in there, and he's got shit everywhere, you know, beer bottles, and anyway, I mean, he's 21, if the law's listening, but we go back to the camper, and we heat up some fucking food, and, you know, he's got leftovers and shit for us. We take a little shower in this, and I'm sleeping in this kid's bed. At this camper. This kid lives in this fucking camper, by the way. Lives in it. 24/7. Lives there. And, anyway. We stay in the camper. Got to bed like it. By the time we ate and bullshitted and took a shower, each of us. Because the shower's in one of the bedrooms. We can't. And, took a shower. Got to bed. It's like 12:30 at night. 1 o'clock at night. We're getting up at 5 to get me to the airport. Drive to the airport, feel like shit, fucking traveling all day. Of course, my flight home, I got 3 flights. Ugh, thank God they all went good, because if I would have missed one of them, I'd have been pissed. And my second to last one, it flew in, and I had 30-minute layover, and the next flight took off from another fucking terminal. I had to go clear across, of course. I don't know why they do that shit to you. But regardless, I made it. I'm just about 5 miles outside of town. I cannot wait to see my family. It's so fucking... I only been gone for 5 days. But I cannot wait to see my kids and my wife. So excited about it. Fucking opening day of turkey season here is tomorrow. So get home. I'm going to scatter my shit, grab what I need. Take the family out for supper tonight because I just can't. And my mother-in-law's been in town all week helping out because my son had, he was sick, and my babysitter, I think I talked about this, he was sick. And so my mother-in-law's in town, so I'm like, fuck it, we're going to go to supper tonight. And so I'm going to scatter my shit, hopefully get the kids to bed at a decent hour, and then me and my wife, I'm taking my wife in the morning, try to get her a bird, maybe me a bird. They changed Nebraska now, which I think is a good thing. I don't understand. I mean, they limited it to 2 birds, which is fine. I think that's great. But they shut it to where you can't shoot multiple birds in a day, which I guess it kind of discourages people from buying 2 tags, maybe. You know, that might be the case. I guarantee there's going to be a fucking lot of people breaking that rule because they won't know it. So you're welcome if you didn't know it and you were about to break the law. You were about to be an influencer. Yeah, so we're going to go out in the morning. And perfect. My mother-in-law's in again. She's here. So she can watch the kids in the morning. And then she'll probably take off. And I'm going to take my daughter out in the afternoon. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Try to get some birds shot before shotgun opens here. And then I'm headed to Kansas here in a couple of weeks. I never thought I'd be a traveling turkey hunter, but here I is. I am now. Nah, this is probably... I probably won't do it again. I shouldn't say that. You never know. But I'd rather travel to hunt bears or something. I am doing some bear hunting this year, too. All right. I'm going to shut this off. I might jump on here later. If not... I'll save it. Well, fuck it. If this one's long enough... And we have some eventful shit happen this weekend with our birds. I may just make 2 podcasts because you got to keep the content rolling, right? You've got to keep the content fresh. So all you cocksuckers out there have something to listen to. You're welcome. All right. If I don't come back on, you know what to do. Fucking do it hard. Do it hard. God. Oh, fuck.